Hi, everybody. This is Chuck Allen back with another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's take a look at the power of one, that one does not have to be a lonely number. I remember as a kid, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. If you're like under 40, you have no idea who they are. But it was a band when I was growing up, and they had a hit song entitled One is the Loneliest Number. Well, you know what? I believe the power of one is far more impressive than the loneliness of one. Maybe it was Thomas Jefferson, I think, who said, "One man with courage is a majority." Isn't that great? One person of courage is a majority. Taking a stand for someone or something, I promise you, that is not the easiest thing to do. If it were, everybody would be doing it. But when we're willing to do this, when we're to stand for something that matters, incredible things can happen. Now watch this. The motivation behind the why we are standing is more important than the stance. Think about your life and those folks that are in it, particularly the folks you see every day, but you may not pay much attention to, like the homeless person you pass on your way to work, or maybe the kid that's in class who gets made fun of, or maybe the man or woman who just got diagnosed with an illness. Or how can you stand up for one person in your life? Maybe it's a prayer, maybe it's serving them in some way. Think about the world that is around us. Is there a particular cause or an organization that touches your heart? Maybe you feel compassion toward battered women or orphans or people diagnosed with a debilitating disease or terminal illness. How can you take a stand for that cause? We often spend so much time and energy worrying and thinking about things that don't really matter, like what car we want to drive or what we want to do on our birthday or how many loads of laundry you have to do or whether or not the person likes us or not. Today, spend some time reflecting on what your life means. One doesn't have to be a lonely number, and one can be a powerful number. Think about what your life and what it is all about, what it stands for, or do you stand for nothing? You know, I don't think this is about whether or not that we protest or not. As a matter of fact, I think it's the furthest. I think it has everything to do with, as an individual person, as the power of one, are we making a difference in our day-to-day life? When I think about that, how would you like your life to matter? Whether or not you're a parent, a student, an athlete, a teacher, maybe you have a great job, you're looking for another one, maybe you graduated from business school with an MBA, maybe you barely passed high school, write down the legacy that you want to leave. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want others to say about you? What lasting impressions do you want to remain behind you after you die? Let your prayer again be, may the obedience in my heart turn toward the heart of God. May I start small, the willingness to serve somebody. Let my one person not have to be lonely because I serve. It doesn't have to be lonely because I lead. Be committed. Honor a commitment to serve the Lord your God and live a life that serves others. Listen, folks, a lot of folks don't even try to reach out and help others because they're frightened their words won't matter or won't make much of a difference. Have the courage and at least try. Even if you fail, at least you will have planted a seed, and you don't know what God can do with just one step forward, with a raised hand, with a heart that says, "I'll try," with 5 loaves, 2 fish, with a slingshot or maybe a few stones. Don't limit what God can do based on how you limit yourself. Be yourself and let God be God for you. My friend, today, just like David stopped and picked up 5 smooth stones and slayed Goliath, just like Jesus took that little basket of bread and fish and fed 5,000 and there was more left. It is not about just meeting someone's need. It is always bigger and broader. A kingdom perspective calls us to say, my one counts. And it counts because I'm never alone. It's not a lonely number because I walk in the power of Jesus as he walks ahead of me, beside me, and behind me. Oh, my friend, walk in that power, rest in that power, serve in that power, and know you can never, ever outlove God. Because you see, he is always good, and you are always loved. Go out there, let your one count for Christ today. God bless you. See you soon.